in the limelight.
According to figures from human rights observers, a non-profit that monitors police evictions in northern France, there were 973 evictions in Calais in 2020, nearly three a day, and more than double the 452 recorded in 2018. In December alone, 526 tents were seized and 41 arrests were made. Isabella Anderson, a human rights observer field coordinator, said, "It's been like this for months," she added. "These constant evictions are part of a policy by the French government to wear down asylum seekers, to fatigue them and take away their hope. It's like torture." We have prepared for you an article written by Peter Young. The piece is titled, "Like Torture, French Police Accused of Continued Migrant Rights Abuses." The article has been taken from the British newspaper The Guardian. Please stay with us for more of Peter Young's article. Shortly before sunrise on 9th of January, about 40 officers and officials gathered outside the police station in Calais in northern France as temperatures dipped to -3°C. Shortly after, in a well-drilled procedure, a nine-vehicle convoy started down the road towards the first of five forced evictions of makeshift refugee camps planned for that morning. When the convoy arrived at the camp just a few miles from the city center, masked police officers in black uniforms chased refugees away from their tents and belongings. Some of the other 150 refugees who had been sheltering at the camp had already packed and fled before authorities arrived. Soon the camp was empty. Frost covers, sleeping bags and jackets were all that remained. According to figures from Human Rights Observers, a non-profit that monitors police evictions in northern France, there were 973 evictions in Calais in 2020, nearly three a day, and more than double the 452 recorded in 2018. In December alone, for example, 526 tents were seized and 41 arrests were made. Isabella Anderson, a human rights observer's field coordinator, said, "It's been like this for months," she added. "The constant evictions are part of a policy by the French government to wear down asylum seekers, to fatigue them and take away their hope. It's like torture." Although at several eviction sites, the Guardian was blocked by a perimeter of police, video evidence and first-hand documents showed what campaigners claimed are persistent human rights violations during police operations, including excessive use of force and destruction of personal property. Reported cases of police violence have included minors being tear-gassed, a tent with a refugee inside being dragged by a tractor, and an Eritrean man shot in the face with a rubber bullet from 10 meters away, hospitalizing him for 2 months. The evictions by French police were on a rolling 48-hour schedule to prevent refugees acquiring limited rights and the police requiring a court order to clear the land. Abdul, a 20-year-old from Sudan who has been in Calais for 5 months, camping in the bushes in the hope of one day crossing to the United Kingdom by boat or lorry, said, "They come at 5 a.m. local time, circle around your tent and cut it with knives." He added, "It has happened to me so many times. They treat us like animals, not humans. In Sudan there is war, people are killed, women are raped, but in some ways it is better than here." Nasser, an Afghan refugee who turned 18 in December, said the constant evictions had affected his mental health. He said, "The police keep coming. You would think maybe if it is raining, they would not come, but they do. They even came on New Year's Day when everyone was happy and it was a holiday. They take our stuff and we have to be outside for many hours, sometimes up to 10 to 12 hours. They don't care if I'm a minor." Most evictions are carried out using flagrance, a measure which allows police to remove occupants of private land if there has been a complaint and they have been there for less than 48 hours. Some lead to arrests and deportations, but often refugees flee and later return. Lawyers say the evictions are harassment and a breach of United Nations and French human rights laws. With the emergency measure intended for gathering facts about a crime deployed wrongly and permanently. Margot Siffre, who specializes in evictions for legal support charity Cabane Juridique, said, "It is a complete abuse of the system." She added, "Under normal circumstances, an eviction requires the authorization of a judge, a social diagnosis to identify vulnerable people, and preparation to provide rehousing solutions. But under flagrance, which should be a short-term measure, there is no legal basis and no opportunity to appeal." Bastien Roland, a lawyer working in Calais, said the tactics were deliberately vague and difficult to contest. Bastien Roland added, "The government spends millions of euros to slow these refugees down. They will still try to cross to England, but with how many traumas?" Larger-scale evictions, described as sheltering operations involving the dispersal of refugees to centres around the country, are carried out by French authorities through court orders. On 29th of September, for example, nearly 800 people were evicted in an area known as Hospital, one of 15 such operations last year. After the destruction of the Calais jungle camp in 2016 and another large makeshift camp last September, the evictions are seen by the French authorities as a key weapon in preventing similar fixing points being established by the estimated 1,200 refugees now in Calais and Dunkirk, which includes pregnant women and children. Humanitarian groups working in northern France say that in recent months conditions have worsened and that the evictions have become relentless. About 150 people now sleep under the bridges in Calais city centre, where charities are banned from distributing food. But on 24th of December, an order for eviction was granted by the administrative court in Lille, which is expected to take place imminently. Mohamed, a 17-year-old Algerian national currently sleeping under the Molien Bridge, said, "I don't know what I will do if they evict us." He added, "The strategy is to weaken us, but if everything was fine in our countries, we wouldn't have left our countries. We don't have the choice." The prefecture of Pas-de-Calais said in a statement that the evictions put an end to illegal occupations with a twofold objective: to prevent the reconstitution of insalubrious camps and to provide shelter for migrant population. It claimed the action of the police during these operations responds to strict rules of ethics.